Hey guys, I just want to let you know that I got a message for everybody. This is stupid. This is abso-fucking-lutely stupid.
Blake, I still think you're a little lost, a little confused, because I think you're talking about the drop tower.
No, my bad. I wasn't very clear on that. Yes.
Yeah.
It was fucking dumb.
Yeah, Blake's big time ride on the drop tower and the Windseeker at Kings Island this past weekend. And all of our other shenanigans that we got into this past week.
I now have PTSD.
He has severe PTSD. Our whole trip from Kings Island is going to be our topic of discussion on this week's episode of the Iden Myers Download, titled Episode 8.
This is stupid.
and as always, it is sponsored by our friends at Anchor. Anchor, of course, is the app where you can create a podcast. So many cool little features such as adding background music, interludes. You can even have people send in voice messages to you to implement into your podcast.
Too bad it can't fix my terrible voice.
Yeah, we really could have used some messages this week. Somebody could have just sent in, because my voice is still healing, but it's not 98% there. Blake still sounds like he just got off roller coaster.
I feel like my balls have yet to drop.
Yeah, it's pretty rough. You should hear him try to sound like Herbert the Pervert, because it sounds like
Herbert's That's got something. Nice. It sounds really raspy and like I smoked like 4 packs of cigarettes.
Well, he's got it down now. He's got it down a lot better than what he had before we got started. But anyways. But
it still sounds like I smoked like 4 packs of cigarettes.
Yeah. So. It still sounds kind of rough. but anyways, we have also to talk about in Anchor. You can do... you get your podcast journey started today for absolutely free. Mm-hmm. No charge. And there's no minimum listenership required to be able to get monetization, where Anchor can get you sponsored.
Yeah, like most big channels. Like most big channels where you have to have a certain amount of viewers per episode in order to have it monetized.
Exactly.
You don't have to have that.
Yeah, and you really don't need a whole lot of equipment. You just need your phone. And
nobody can fucking listen to it. You'll get it monetized.
Yeah, yeah. It'll still be sponsored. Now you won't earn anything because you'll need listeners. But exactly. It'll still be sponsored regardless, like Blake said. And we talk about creating podcasts. Anchor is also a platform in which you can listen to the podcast. And just right now, if you're listening to the Iden Myers Download through Anchor, that's one way to listen, is Anchor. Anchor has plenty of podcasts, other podcasts, not just the Iden Myers Download, but you can go on there and check out a whole slew of them.
But ours is pretty good, though.
Yeah, ours is obviously the best, so don't go listen to the other ones.
Yeah, come listen to us.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, anyways.
You might hear more embarrassing stories from my mother at some point, so.
Yeah, it's definitely a possibility on the horizon, because last week was really awesome.
That was pretty good.
It was probably one of my favorite episodes that we recorded yet.
Yep.
Other platforms that we have is Breaker, Radio Public, Spotify being a big one.
Spotify is one big one.
And Apple Podcasts.
Google Podcasts.
Google Podcasts is another. So, and right now, Spotify is currently the biggest, where our major part of our listenership is coming from, along with Anchor. So, mm-hmm. We want to thank everybody for their continuing support, for listening in, for your feedback, and feedback on our Facebook page, mm-hmm. The Iden Myers Download.
We had a lot of people comment on this week's.
Yeah, we've thrown a couple polls up. We'll talk about that here in a little bit, because it does kind of intertwine with our trip this past week.
Yep.
Conversation. So, we got a really, really fun episode up ahead. So be sure to stay tuned, and we'll be right back, guys. For the 8th time, we are back at the microphone. Austin Ide, your host, alongside me, the other host.
The lack of balls, Blake over here.
Blake, and the reason why he says lack of balls is because he's missing some of his voice.
Yeah.
It seems like you've only got, maybe like 40% of it back?
Yeah, it kind of sounds like it. As I'm coughing and
there it is.
Kind of trying to get my voice up to snuff.
Evidence A.
Yeah.
It is.
Yeah, so, there it is.
Anyways, if you're wondering why, this past week we took a trip to Kings Island this past Wednesday.
Yeah.
Him and I and my daughter Grace, we all went and we had a... had a heck of a time, but we lost our voices in the process. And
it was a good one.
It was a very good one. That's going to be like the new saying here.
Yeah. Even though Grace gave us crap the entire time we were saying it, she's like, what is wrong with you guys?
Yeah,
you both are weird.
Yeah, I think it's definitely got pretty annoying. Almost like the Almost like the put it in reverse, Terry.
Oh my God! Well, we Lord.
We were on the beast.
We were on the beast. Put it in reverse, Terry. What are you doing?
There's so much we got to talk about. So this trip started out literally. Grace and I left our house at about it was low, actually it was probably after 6:30. I think it was close to like 6:45. Mm-hmm. We wanted to leave at 6:30, but we were just it was a slow morning, waking up that early. So some of it was due to me playing No Man's Sky and just kind of getting wrapped up in that. So
it was your fault.
So 6:45, that's about the time we rolled out of here, and it was raining. We had those bad storms move in, earlier this week, and a lot of rain Tuesday night and into Wednesday morning.
Yeah.
And not even like 2 miles away from our house, I hit our deer hit my car. And
I was wondering, like, what was going on, and then pulled up, and you're like, oh, I hit a deer hit me.
Yeah, and I looked in the rearview mirror, and there's deer is just, like literally barrel rolling across the road, like, going, like, corkscrews of his own.
Do a barrel roll.
And it really scared me, because I was looking at the windshield, and I didn't see it, but then all of a sudden I looked to the left, and there it was, just right there, and I'm just like, oh, shit, and scared me and Grayson. As we were driving, I just told Grace, I'm like, I can't tell if it did any damage to my car. It was a buck, too.
No, oh, yeah.
So, I'm like, I think...
So, it was a big boy.
Yeah, I mean, that thing hit. I mean, it hit my car, and it made a loud thud.
Boom!
So, I was thinking about pulling over in Barlow. I'm like, nah, maybe we won't, you know. So, we'll just keep going. I'll just wait until we get to Blake's. Got pulled into Blake's. Blake came out, and... I told him, I said, yeah, man, I hit a deer, and go out and look at my car, and nothing was there.
There was nothing.
No scratches, nothing. I'm just like, all right, that's impressive.
I think he was hurt more than your car was at that point.
Yeah. Man, that deer definitely sustained more injuries than my car, without a doubt.
He did barrel rolls and hit something.
Yeah, that poor guy, man, he was just, like, and then on our way back through, on our way home, we were trying to look for his body. And, of course, it had only been, what, like a day. Yeah. So... And I'm just like, no, they must have came by and picked him up or something. Or maybe he was still walking. And
He had it been still walking.
Because he must have walked off somewhere and just died. Because there's no way he survived that.
You'd be surprised.
The car behind me, I don't know how they didn't hit him. Like, it was an intense morning. And I really don't know if you're supposed to, like, stop, pull over, and call if you hit a deer. But I just kept driving, so.
Yeah. It was kind of like work yesterday when I was out in... like Centerville out near Sunnyside, West mm-hmm. Virginia. I was taking a guy home from out there, and I'm telling you what, midnight, 1 o'clock, there are deer everywhere.
They're all just there out
was
to
like,
play.
Yeah, there was like two little fawn coming across the road, and they teach you whenever you go through driver's class, they're like, don't hit your brakes, and don't swerve. Well, I floored it. And I'm like, if I'm going to hit it, I'm going to hit it fucking full on. And I'm going to get a brand new truck and everything.
Just splatter the son of a gun.
We're good. No, it moved. No, and well, I'm like, thank you. At least I didn't feel bad.
So it wasn't like the deer. You know, a good representation of deer. I think of the movie Peter Rabbit. It came out.
Still never seen it.
It was pretty funny. Like, there's this deer. Like, he walks in front of cars and he sees the headlights. And he goes, headlights, and he's got like this other little animal on top of him, like, it's okay, it's alright, buddy, just keep going, you're okay, you're alright. He's just like trauma, like, it was like he's got that trauma, you know, that deer in the headlight look, you know?
He's so traumatized by what happened.
Yeah, so it's pretty funny. But the trip was it was a lot of fun though. And then going up, we stopped at
Waffle House. Columbus.
It was good. It was good, man. Waffle House anytime is good. We were just literally talking about Waffle House a couple episodes ago.
Mm-hmm.
So, I got my usual.
Yep.
And it was great. And we had our bellies full, and it lasted us all day.
We're super fatty. Super fat asses.
Yeah, I definitely felt fat. But I'm glad we still had another hour and a half to go to get to Kings Island after that, because
the food needed to settle.
Yeah.
When we first got on the ride, the Banshee, we get to, we're going, and I'm like, this is awesome. And then we get to the very end of it, and I'm like, oh damn.
Yeah, like the very last like a couple of corkscrews, you're just like,
and on the brake dock right before you go back into the station, mm-hmm. I'm sitting there, I'm like, oh, Oh, fuck.
Stay down, breakfast. Stay down, breakfast.
Oh, God. And I was like, let's not do this. Let's not do this right now.
And Gracie's face was just white as a ghost on one up that hill. The first one, yeah, man. It was intense. It was a lot of fun, though. It was a good ride to start off.
Oh, yeah.
I thought.
It was really good.
I'm definitely glad we didn't start on the Invertigo like we were initially going to. Or the drop tower like we were initially going to.
No, I would have thrown up everywhere.
Yeah.
As you go down, I would have been like, this is stupid, instead of saying, oh, fuck, when we dropped.
He'd have vomited as we dropped. As soon as we got down to the bottom, it just rains vomit. God, that would have been so bad.
That's why I said it whenever we were there. It's like,
oh, man.
It's like that scene in Spy Kids 2 at the very beginning, the vomiter. And he'd sit there spinning them, and then the green vomit just comes out of the fucking thing.
But that would have been that's a very accurate representation of what that would have been like.
That'd have been great.
Now, after the Banshee, we went to ride the Bat, I believe. After that,
We went to the Bat after that one,
and that was a
mild, that would even made my stomach turn a little bit.
It was a little more mild. I think the part that kind of gets me just a little bit, just a hair, is the very end. When it comes to a stop, and you're like, because you come flying around the turn, and it stops, and just the way it's like synced up, the cars are suspended,
mm-hmm.
so they're just hanging, and you're just swinging back and forth, and you take this wide swing to the left, it comes back across to the right, and I'm just like, yeah, that makes me feel a little uneasy, like this, you know, what this thing just like flies off, and I'm down there laying in the woods, just we're all down there laying in the woods, I guess, because there's more than just me and a cart, so.
Bambus. Right. What did we do after that one? Went to the Flight of Fear after that one.
Yeah.
It was fuck that.
Yeah.
That one made me so mad.
Yeah, man. So that was Blake's first time on this roller coaster. Never even he didn't even know what Grace and I were talking about.
No. Never been on it. But it was like a 30-minute wait.
Yeah.
Something like that. And we get up in front and Austin tells the guy that there was three of us like together. And literally without hesitation, the dude's like, okay, the single rider in one, and then the other two in, like, what was it, like, row 8?
Yes. Yeah. Like, row, like, I think it was, like, row 5, actually.
Yeah. And I go, wait, what? He threw me in the fucking front, and I'm like, okay, this is bullshit. And I see you guys, like, all the way down in the back.
The only knowledge that Blake had of this ride was what we had told him.
Like, yeah.
It's going to take off really, really fast, and he had seen that.
Yeah.
So.
And I'm sitting in the front, and I'm watching the next cart, the cart in front of us, go off. And I go, oh, shit, I'm in trouble. And then the cart that we get in rolls up. The fucking seat next to me that I was supposed to sit in was out of service.
Yeah.
So the other seat was out of service. I'm like...
There was a sign literally that said, out of service.
And I go, what? Like, is this a joke?
Wait, do I really have to get on this seat?
Yeah, and I'm sitting here like, this is bullshit. And the two, like, younger girls that were behind me, they're like, yeah, I wouldn't do that. I wouldn't get on that one. And I'm like, it couldn't be any worse. If I die, I die. It's whatever at this point.
And we got one out in the blaze of glory.
Right. So I get in this thing and I strap in.
Which, mind you, this is an inside roller coaster, completely indoors.
It's like Space Mountain, kind of.
Yeah. It's all indoors. And it's kind of lit up, but it's kind of not.
It's kind of not. I think more of it as, like, the Rock and Roller Coaster from... MGM Studios in Disney.
Oh, okay.
Because you've never rode that one, but it's the same thing. It's the same concept. It's just like, that one actually, like, it clicks you back a couple clicks, and then it fires you off, and it hits, like, 65.
Kind of like one of those little toys where you just pull back and just launch
it. This one, just you sat there, and then bang, you just took off, but it didn't go as fast. And when this sucker went off, I was expecting, half tempted for like my face to go all the way down the fucking track. No, it never got up to the speed that I anticipated it going at. And then it's so dark that you can't anticipate the turn or like the climb. And we hit that climb and I go, or we're going straight. I'm like, when are we going to hit the incline?
Mm-hmm.
And waited. And then bang, you hit it.
I think one of the cool things about this roller coaster, and I told you this after we got off, was when... And like the first like third of this ride, you have no idea whether you're upside right or not.
Oh no, I couldn't tell where I was.
Yeah, you have no idea which way is upside right. And
right.
I just think it's funny and a lot of fun.
Yeah. And then the crazy part was not knowing half like the entire ride on the inside. I'm sitting there at the very end of halfway through that ride, whenever you get to a complete stop, and then it goes around a corner.
Yeah. That's one thing about the Flight of Fear is like it comes to like a stop halfway through, and you're going down this long downhill like turn, and it's like tilting sideways, and you're practically like dangling to the side.
Oh, I was literally in the front, and I was halfway around this turn, and it's one of those like kiss your ass turns. And I'm sitting here dangling over the side. I'm like, what the fuck? What the fuck? And I'm just hanging there. And then we dropped. And I'm like, no. That was bad. It scared the piss out of me, dude.
Yeah, it was. But it was a lot of fun, though.
It was good, though.
We found some secrets to Area 51.
Yeah, we found the aliens at Area 51.
Yep.
What else did we find?
We were ahead of times there.
Yeah.
We found out that there was a piece of the roller coaster that wasn't working.
Yeah, there was a roller coaster in there.
Who knew?
Who fucking knew? Yeah, all right. Who knew that Area 51 had a fucking roller coaster?
Yeah, well, I'll tell you, some of their... the only thing I had to complain about the King's Island Flight of Fear is I wish they would update some of their like graphics that they show. Like,
those are so dated.
Yeah, they are. Yeah, they definitely...
What is it? Windows 98? Yeah, it was on the fucking thing. I'm like, awesome, look. They have computers.
Yeah, look, Windows 10. Windows No, I think that's Windows 98.
Yeah, Windows 10. No, it's Windows 98, bub. It was pretty funny, though.
From there, we went on down, and I think we rode, because we skipped the racer.
Yeah, we didn't go on the racer yet.
And then, I think it was the Vortex that was next.
Yeah, we went on the Vortex after that That one was fun. I liked that one.
Yeah, the Vortex was a lot of fun.
And I was in the front on that one.
Because Grace, she didn't like it when we rode it, when Rachel and I went with Rachel's sister and her husband and their kids back in May. Gracie was scared to ride it, and we finally talked her into it. She rode it, and she absolutely loved it, and same thing this time. She was ready to ride it. She got on it, and she still loved it. So
right.
It was a lot of fun, though. With that ride, man, it gave me a headache because we came off that final loop where your picture gets taken.
And you told me that they're taking pictures.
And I was posing.
I was, too.
And then as it like went to straighten out after it got out of that loop, it just hits a spot where it just kind of like jerks you, and my head hit off the headrest, and I'm just like, oh, that hurt.
Concussion,
very concussion prone. Yeah, right. And I told you that they take pictures, and they did, but you didn't get to see them. Yeah, but there's no picture thing at the end. Yeah, no picture kiosk.
I was very upset. I was like, I was doing a pose and everything,
which is unbelievable. You know, I don't think I've ever seen. I didn't see it as much in. Really, anytime I've been to a fair or to an amusement park, is as strict as they were on people not taking pictures.
We saw what, like two or three times where people were trying to take pictures of it.
I think like four or five. Man, it was
The first dude was like literally putting his hand in front of the picture, telling him not to. I'm like, damn. Like, you all are fucking strict, motherfuckers.
Yeah, they were sticklers about that.
They were like, super
hardcore sticklers. Hardcore.
Right. And it was an older, it was like a mom or something, too. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, I really can't blame her. She's trying to save money.
Although one time I did see a kid, like, hold his phone, like, up to his chest, and he was just, like, taking a picture. He took a picture of it. Like, he did it all nonchalant. Like, I'm like, oh, that was sneaky.
It was sneaky. That was a good one.
Yeah, that was a very good one.
That was a good one. I had to fix it because my, you know.
Your voice.
Dick throat.
Yeah.
But, what else was there that was really funny?
Man, so we went on the Beast, and we went on the Diamondback.
The Beast. I've never rode it. I never rode it whenever I was at Kings Island as a kid. No. My ribs hurt so bad.
Yeah, well, after the first time... See, the first time wasn't enough for Blake. He went back for a second time.
I went for a second helping.
The first time wasn't bad, though, but we were up more towards the front, correct?
This is the first one. We were close to the middle of the thing. Yeah. Because you and Grace were in front of me.
And it wasn't that bad. Like
it wasn't bad. It just rocks your... like ribs, or no, I was in front of you guys and I was on the outside of the cart. And of course, when you go around those fucking wide ass turns at fucking 20, 30 miles an hour,
especially after the second hill when you go into the tunnels, man.
Dude, I was like, down the side of this fucking turn.
I went and got back on the Diamondback.
After you said you weren't gonna ride it again because you were scared.
Well, yeah, well, because in May, what had happened was the lap bar doesn't compress all the way down and touch my hips.
And mind you, it's one of those like lap bars that you sit down in and it has a belt that goes underneath of it.
Yeah.
And then it's a triangular, like, it's almost like you're putting on
handles,
a...
It's got handles, like, across.
Yeah, it's got handles on the front of it, and it's kind of like, fuck, what am I trying to, like, compare it to? It's like, it's almost like you're wearing, like, a jock strap.
Kind of, yeah.
It's like a jock strap type looking thing, and it comes across your pelvic, like, your pelvis, mm-hmm. and then goes down into your groin and holds you down that way, but it leaves, like, I'd say, like, maybe an inch and a half of gap on your hips for, like, breathing room, I guess.
Yeah,
well, mine, it clicked all the way in. Yours, it kind of clicked about halfway and wouldn't go any farther.
Yeah, my thunder thighs, man. I'll tell you. The thing is, the problem that it presents itself is when you go over that first hill and you're coming down, I am, like, practically standing up on this ride at that point. and then Blake's just like, you know, he's just fucking over there loving it. I'm like, man, when am I going to fly out of this seat? Probably after, like, the second hill, and we get ready to go up that big, winding, like, hanging left turn, like, 90-degree turn. That was probably the time I'm like, you know what? I might as well just enjoy this. Hands up. Just, you know, if this is the way I go, it's the way I go.
Right.
But, yeah. I was pretty terrified.
Don't get me wrong. My butt was coming off the seat, too. But I'm sitting there, like, tightening up my thighs to keep myself in the seat.
Yeah, and Blake's trying to tell me, it's all about tightening your thighs. I'm like, yeah, no. Yeah.
I just tightened my thighs and I kept myself in there. And then, of course, I gave myself a Charlie horse doing that. So
yeah, I was pretty...
Charlie horse or fly out? I'll take the Charlie horse.
Charlie horse any day.
Charlie horse any day. But yeah, it was good.
I was scared shitless.
You were pretty pale coming off of
it. But yeah, it was... Yeah, because Blake kept asking me on the way up. So it's just speed and drag.
Or it's high speed, low drag.
I said, yeah, sure.
Yeah. And then I'm like, or are you talking like low speed, high drag? And he goes, yeah, sure. And he had no clue. Like, no idea what we were doing.
Let's just get this thing over with.
Yeah. It was kind of like how I was on the drop tower.
Yeah. Yeah. It was rough.
It was great.
After the Diamondback, Grace and I went on the Whitewater Canyon.
Which I stayed away from because I didn't want to get wet.
Yeah, didn't want to get wet. Basically, what it is like you hop in these five, six-seated inner tubes. I think six-seated? Yeah, six-seated inner tubes. Gracie and I were with these four probably freshmen, if not eighth graders. I'm going to say freshmen.
Douchebags.
They were just kind of annoying because they're like, oh, I haven't got wet. I'm just sitting there thinking to myself, you fucker, you just jinxed yourself. And I'll be goddamn if we go around one of the sharp bends before you get to all, like, the cannons, somebody launched water straight onto us. And I'm like, yep, I'm sitting here soaked, and now you're soaked for running your cocksucker. So, you know, whatever.
Well, whatever.
But yeah, we got pretty soaked on that.
I was at the arcade playing some arcade games, and won a...
Which, by the way, I have. I have them over there in the blue bag.
Yeah, I have it in
toilet.
My toilet with a poop in it.
Yeah.
Then you fill it up with water and you open it and it sprays water out.
Yeah, that's funny.
That was fun.
Yeah. We had a great time on the Whitewater Canyon. The only thing I didn't like was my shoes were wet.
That's kind of the reason why I didn't want to go, was I was like, I don't feel like walking around in soppy, wet shoes.
I wore my Nike Yankees dry fit shirt, and my shorts, my cargo shorts. So they, both of those articles of clothing dried rather quickly, but my shoes did not.
Yeah.
After Whitewater Canyon, man, what did we ride next?
Blue Blasters.
Did we get on the Blue Blasters?
No. We went to... Did you say Blue Blasters?
I think I did.
No, we went to the Eiffel Tower, I think, after that.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Yeah, because I was still pretty soaked, so we went up to the Eiffel Tower. We got to look on. The Eiffel Tower, though, was only a third. It's not, the one at Kings Island.
It's one third the size of the actual one.
Yeah. Do you remember how tall it is? Like 200 and...
297 feet.
Yeah. But we were at the, what, 270?
260.
260 mark, yeah. Mm-hmm. So...
Because that's as tall as the drop tower drops you at.
So, I mean, foreshadowing
to later in the conversation.
480? I'm trying to do math here. No, 290 plus 290 is 5.
The Eiffel Tower is like 9-something.
Yeah. It's up there.
So. Yeah, it's like 957 or 960. That's crazy.
I didn't even think the Eiffel Tower in Paris was not that.
It's huge.
Tall.
It's
like,
huge.
I would love to get to see it one of these days in my lifetime, but
nah, I'll probably die before that, so it's okay. I'm good.
I probably will too.
I'm good. I don't want to go to Paris. But I don't need to see some fucking big old fucking women with hairy armpits and eating croissants. Croissants and escargot. I'm not a French man. I don't need no hairy armpits.
That was a good one.
That was a good one. But, I mean, in long story short, we were sitting up at the top of this thing. And the entire time, I'm trying to make bets with Grace to get her to go on the Diamondback at least once.
Yeah.
And I told her, I was like, I was making some really, really, like, poor, like, bets on my part.
Mm-hmm.
Like, putting everything out on the table just to get her to ride one of them.
Now, after that, we did go to the Boot Blasters.
And we went to the Boot Blasters.
And she had you beat throughout the whole thing, except she was the very end.
She was beating me for, like, the longest time. And she was, like, at least 200-300 ahead of me. And then we started getting towards the end. I'm like, uh-uh, this ain't happening. Boom, 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 boom. And then, what was it? I beat her by, like, what, 2-something?
Yeah. I think it was somewhere around there.
And you had, like, 870.
Yeah, you guys had, like, 1,200 and 1,300.
I finished with 1,470, and she finished with, like, what? Like, 12-something.
And I was sitting back there with, like, 8-something. So I was like, yep. Okay. All right, yeah. See, this is why I don't make
bets. But then karma came back and bit me when we went the second time.
Yeah.
Mine didn't work the second time.
After the Boo Blasters, I think we kind of, like, circled around back to the front of the park.
Because we went on...
Well, no. We went... I think it's when we went and got something to eat.
Was that when we got something to eat? Yeah, I think we did. Because we got Panda Express.
Yeah, so we went back and, you know, Blake bought dinner. Yeah. And we were sitting in, like, one of their, like, big... What'd you call it? Like, a big, giant...
Bucket. It's like... It was almost like a like a Viking fucking diner. Like, yeah. Like a Viking, like, dining hall.
Yeah, Viking-themed diner hall.
It was sweet. Yeah. It was, like, big-ass log tables and...
It was cool.
And we sat there and ate. Still tried to get Grace to go on one of the bigger rides and still wasn't working. And I'm like, okay, whatever, fuck it.
Yeah, whatever.
And then we went on in Vertigo right after that.
Yeah, after that we went back to the front of the park. We started from the front of the park. We went around, hit rides that we missed.
That made my stomach turn.
We rode the Invertigo.
And mind you, started out backwards.
Yeah, we did. Yeah, we did.
It was so dumb. That was so dumb.
We were sitting, basically what you do, you sit face to face with two other riders.
Because you said it used to be called the Face Off.
Yeah.
Yeah. No,
like the movie with Nicolas Cage and whoever else that was. John Travolta, maybe?
Maybe.
I think. Anywho, the ride will start off at the station, and then it will go back, like, it'll go up the hill.
Backwards.
So, you and I were going up backwards first, and we're just, like, sitting there just, like literally, the only thing holding us in that thing, like, I think you made a comment on it.
Yeah.
Was...
The restraints.
Yeah, the restraints. That was it.
That was it.
Like, if the restraint came undone, we were flying right into the people who ran into us and likely on the ground and going to die.
That was at least like 150 foot drop.
Yeah.
At least.
And so we're up in the air, and then you're just waiting for it to click, and then it just launches you through the, like, loops and stuff. You go back up the other side, but you just go straight up, and it just stops you, and then it releases you, and it launches you, and it goes right back through, and then the other people are going backwards.
Yeah. Yeah.
It was a little intense. Just a little.
And Grace heard me, I was hoping she would have heard me say, oh shit, because I said oh shit about 5 times.
Yeah, it was rough.
Yep. That was my big phrase for the whole day on the bigger rides, oh shit.
After that, we decided to go against the Banshee, and we went on the Drop Tower.
This is where Blake did not have one of his brightest moments.
Yeah, so Blake, I didn't really know Blake was actually was afraid of, like, a ride like this.
See, because
until we got in line and we were like, you know, next up, and he's like, "This is stupid." Or no. He's like, I don't like you right now. I'm like, why?
I was looking at him dead in the face. And I go, I hate you right now.
Yeah, and he's just, I'm like, why? He's like, I'm afraid of, you know, afraid of heights, coming from somebody who jumped out of planes, and right?
And I mean, it's not the heights part that bothers me. It's more along the lines of, like, them picking you up and taking you up in the air, and then them fucking with you and holding you there for as long as they want, and then just all of a sudden drop.
Yeah,
that's what scares me.
We got on this ride and as we're going up, Blake just like all of a sudden, just I'm just sitting there.
I'm having like a panic attack at this point.
And Blake's panic attacks are just they're not like everybody else's panic attacks. They're just so mild, or they're not mild. They're
funny.
Yeah, they're calm. Like, they're calm panic attacks, and you think it's impossible. See Blake in a panic attack.
Yeah.
And meanwhile, I got this kid to the right of me who is freaking out to no end. Like, absolutely freaking out. He was freaking out before being got on the ride, because he was staying behind Blake and I, him and his sister. Kept asking us, how's this thing working? This and that.
Yeah.
I was like, you'll be all right, man. It's all right. We're trying to, like, downplay it. Blake included. We're trying to downplay it. And this kid's just like, oh, okay.
Well, because I wanted somebody to be as equally surprised as I was yeah. whenever we dropped. And I didn't want to be the only one to shit my pants.
Well, you definitely succeeded at that, because this kid was on the way up was like, oh my God, oh my God. I don't want to do this.
He was trying to get off before he even got
yeah.
on.
Yeah. And the ride attendant's like, no, dude, why'd you get on? And he's just laughing. And this is a park supervisor. And yeah. he just like, and this kid's not, he's not deathly afraid. He's just, it's just, I think it's
his anxiety.
I think anxiety was taking over. It's being yeah. a kid. So we're going up. We're all the way at the top. Or no, as we're still rising. Blake's just like, over there's like, oh my God. Oh my God. I hate you right now. And then he gets quiet. And then all of a sudden he says,
this is stupid.
Yeah, as serious as possibly can be, this is stupid. This is just absolutely stupid. I'm sitting there just over there laughing. I'm like, oh man, you'll be all right.
I can't even see you. Yeah. I'm just like, this is stupid.
Yeah.
This is absolutely stupid.
I think that was the best part. Like, I could not see your face, and you're just sitting there just, this is stupid. This is stupid. We're like almost all the way to the top.
And I'm trying to look back to see where we're at.
Which this thing's probably like 270 feet tall, roughly.
Yeah, it's about the same height as the platform on the Eiffel Tower.
Yeah. So we're like all the way up in the air. We're just kind of like, we're up there and
it stops.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm sitting there. I'm like, and then my fucking heart rate went from like normal to like 197. Like, I'm like,
oh my God. Oh my God. And this kid over there, he's just like, I think I heard a click. I think I heard a click. I'm like, no, you didn't. And I'm sitting there. I close my eyes. I'm just like, okay, I'm starting to get a little nervous. We were probably up there for what? 15 seconds. Just waiting for this thing to drop. And Blake's just still saying, this is stupid. Oh my God, this is so stupid. And then I get to get next to me. I remember him saying, over and over again, I think I heard the click. And I'm like, and then finally the air hissed. And Blake's like, yep, there's the air hissing. Yep,
this is stupid.
This is stupid. And we're just still waiting. Another 5 seconds go by. And then, whoosh.
Oh.
And Blake's just screaming, oh shit. Oh, God.
And then I yelled, oh, fuck.
Yeah.
Like, really, really loud.
Yeah.
And we get to the bottom. I'm like, what the fuck? And I'm, like, shaking and shit and getting off the ride. And we go to the exit and go over to get Grace. And she goes, I heard a grown man screaming on the way down. And I go, yep, that was me.
Yep, that was me.
That was me.
Yep. Oh, my God.
Because didn't we do the Windseeker, like, right after that?
No.
It was, like, a couple rides after that.
Yeah. But that was great. That was like probably one of the funniest things that happened all day. Was just Blake looking at me and going, or not looking at me, but you can hear him say, this is stupid.
And you can't see me, but you heard it. And I'm like, but I heard this is stupid.
Yeah, I'm like, all right, I didn't expect that.
It was funny, though.
And on a side note, we decided to name this week's podcast, This Is Stupid.
Yep.
Just because it was worthy of that.
Yes, it was good. It was worthy.
Yeah, I know. It just doesn't sound funny to the listeners right now. But, like, if they had been there,
it'd have been hilarious.
Like, it just came out of nowhere.
It was good. It was really good. I was kind of, that's just, I don't know.
From the drop tower, we went to, earlier in the day we had hit, or no, no, this, no, that, no, it was this time there we hit it. We hit the Adventure Express.
Oh.
Probably the roughest ride in all of Kings Island.
Fuck that ride.
It's rougher than the Beast, in my opinion.
That thing hurt it's so
just,
bad.
And what it is, it's just like a little minecart ride.
But it's wooden, just, though.
Yeah, but it's so aggressive. Like, damn, that thing just beats the hell out of you.
It's just like, you take a turn, and it's like, you're eating your fucking butthole.
Now, I found out that it was, because Gracie and I sat in the front, I found out that it wasn't so bad in the front, because I could see like, the brakes and, like, the track, and where it was turning. I'm like, okay, I can brace myself, and that's what I did, but...
Yeah.
It still hurt.
No, it sucked.
And then we did something stupid. And right after that, we went right to the racer,
which was just as bad, if not worse.
Literally just as bad. And then we were trying to play the.
we're sitting on the racer in separate carts, and we're playing the circle game across the fucking tracks at each other. And he got me once, and I'm like, "Oh, I got you." Got him three separate times in a row, and he's sitting there, "God damn it!"
Yeah, that was
that was fun.
It was frustrating. And then at the very end, Blake's just sitting there trying to catch his breath on the ride, which I didn't know until after the ride when he told me. But I was sitting there trying to hold the circle above my head, trying to show him. I was like, hey, look. Yeah, but it just didn't work.
I was too busy trying to keep my ass in the seat and trying not to fly out.
Oh, my God.
It was bad. It was bad.
That, as rough as that ride was, it was still probably... I was laughing so hard just because we were just like...
that was just what made it funny.
Yeah.
I'm just like...
playing the circle game on against each other on this game.
And as I do it, Grace is sitting here. She's like...
Yeah, not even looking. Yeah, it's... it was a lot of fun. Now, after that, we had went on the Windseeker.
Oh.
And...
just again, my heart rate went up again.
Before that, Gracie had told me she wanted to ride this ride way earlier in the day. And I told her no because I was like, the first time I rode that thing, it was just...
It was scary as fuck.
I was a little scary because, you know, going up, I'm sitting in a swing, and I just don't know about this. She's like, oh, I think it'll be fun. I'm like, okay, all right, well, we'll see. I wasn't too keen on it, but then afterwards, I was, and we were walking up to it, and Gracie wanted no part of it.
She's like, no, I don't want to do it now.
And I just kind of put my foot down at that point, being the parent that I was, saying, nah, we're going to leave this park if you don't get on. And she's like, I don't want to leave. I'm like, well, then you better get on then.
So we went pee.
Otherwise, we're going
to
leave.
And we got on.
And she's like, oh, I got to go to the bathroom. So she went and used the bathroom. Blake and I went and used the restroom. Obviously not together. And then...
We were right next to each other in the urinals, just like right next to each other.
Yep.
Like some Chevy owners.
Yep. Ford owners.
Ford owners. That works too. Anybody with a truck that is way too big for their dick.
We were Toyota Prius owners.
Yes.
There we go.
Yes. But that comes with a year subscription of birth control and tampons.
Oh, wow. The women's all-star package right there.
Yes. Yes.
So anyways, so after that, we were like, okay. I'm like, all right, let's go. And Grace was just, she's like, as we were walking in, like to get in line, she just kept looking up. I'm like,
she's freaking out.
I'm like, you keep looking up, bro. So we're getting on this thing. I said, regardless. So, and we got up to our seats and we got in there. She was fine. She did great the whole ride, except for that one time when you got me on the circle game stuff.
I got you twice.
I slammed my fist down on the lap bar restraint. And Gracie's like, oh, stop that. I'm like, it's all right. We're not even moving yet. She's like, what are you doing? I'm like, freaking Blake got me in the damn circle thing again.
I got you twice.
Yeah, I know.
Because I got you when we landed, and then I got you right before we went up.
Well.
And I was going to try and get you while we were up in the air, but I knew you were too busy fucking holding on for dear life.
Yeah, and at that point I was also like, I did much better this time around. I was more consoling Grace than anything.
I was sitting there freaking out because the wind would blow real hard.
But she still did really, really good on that ride. Like, she did, like, I think she even surprised herself. Yeah.
I was sitting there holding on to the fucking little bar in front of us, and I was like,
are we gonna fall?
I had a fucking old lady sit next to me, and she wasn't moving, talking, nothing.
That's great.
And I'm just sitting here like, I don't like that. I don't like that. Fuck this.
So the Windseeker is pretty much as tall as the drop tower.
Yeah.
Not maybe a little taller.
And it just picks you up in,
and you're literally swinging.
Baskets, basically.
Yeah, and you're literally just swinging in the air.
And it just spins. And I thought it was going to spin faster than what it did. And I'm like,
that's what Grace thought too. That's what Grace thought too. But it's just so elegant when you get up there. It's so relaxing.
No, it wasn't. Yeah. I had another miniature panic attack sitting up there. I'm like, when is it going to go down? When is it going to go down?
Stop playing this music. I'm done.
The worst part of it was when you're going up and then it starts spinning.
Yeah.
I'm just like, fuck this. This is bad. Not only if my fear, biggest one of my biggest fears is being picked up and like held up in the air for longer than I want to be, it's the fact that we were spinning was what made it worse. And I'm just sitting here like, I'm gonna fucking die. Like, this thing's gonna fly off. I'm gonna land in this little golf course down here, and they're gonna have to pick my body up off the ground. Like, this is bad.
My eyeballs are gonna roll into the little cup.
And then hole in one.
Yeah, hole in one.
Better than Tiger Woods' career.
After that, we got the ones later. We went to
that was when we went to the stunt track.
Yeah, we went to the backlot stunt coaster.
The stunt coaster, that was cool. Yeah, I was being a jackass on that one.
Yeah, it's like there was like, because it stops and there's like this like little scene where you just like, you're literally stopped on the track. There's gunshots and there's a helicopter and flames.
Fire.
Yeah, and like it's just like all big, like a bunch of effects, and it just takes off this dark ass tunnel.
Oh, that tunnel was so dark.
Yeah, oh my god, you couldn't see anything in front of you.
No.
We got down into like that divot there, and the fucking ride like jerked me.
It kicked back.
Yeah, it kicked back a little bit. But for me, I was like already latching this restraint, and it pushed against my sternum and just knocked the wind right out of me. And Grace is like, "Are you okay? Are you okay?" And Blake's like, "What's the matter? What's the matter?" And Gracie's like, "Oh, he's not laughing. Like he's hurting."
Because right? I can hear you wheezing back there. I heard, yeah. I'm like, "Oh shit, he punctured a lung."
And that's what we're getting out. I'm just like, "Oh my god, it knocked the wind out of me."
Yep. Because like right before that, I'm sitting there whenever it stops you at that scene and the gunshot's going across. I'm sitting there in my seat just waving my hands in the air like avoiding the fucking bullets as a joke. And then the fire goes up. I go, "Oh shit!"
Yeah. Like, whoa, what the hell?
Just being a smart ass. And then it takes off again. And you're still like, we're walking towards the beast again.
Uh-huh.
And you're still sitting there like, that one's gonna bruise. Yeah. It's gonna hurt tomorrow.
It's gonna hurt, yeah.
Like, really, like, right now, this part of my chest, like, right below my left boob, hurts like a bitch.
See, my sternum doesn't hurt.
It's, I swear to God, it's, like, bruised.
No? Not really.
No, not really.
No. It just hurts. It's, like, tender. Like, in that one spot.
I'm telling you, man, that was, like, I don't think I've ever been knocked. I don't think I've ever got the wind knocked out of me from a roller coaster, but.
I've smacked my head a couple times, and I think on the Adventure Express, I smacked my head a couple times.
Oh, my God, that ride itself.
It wasn't my head. It was my ribs. I kept slamming my ribs against the damn edges, and I'm just like, this is stupid.
Speaking of ribs, we got back on the beast for a second helping. But this time was fun.
It wasn't as bad because we were closer to the front.
Well, no, it was more fun. I thought it was easier. I thought it was rougher this time.
We were close.
To me, it was. I think the second time was more rough to me.
Me and Grace were like, it was a lot smoother the second time than it was the first time.
I thought it was rough the first time because that was when we were saying, "Oh Lord, Derry, put it in reverse." Because
I was in the second seat back, the third seat back. Mm-hmm.
No, you were second seat.
See, and you were third seat back. Mm-hmm. And the guy and the girl that were in the front, mm-hmm. we're just sitting there screaming, "Oh Lord, Derry, put it in reverse." He turns around and looks at us and starts laughing. He
starts dying laughing. "Oh Lord. Help somebody. He needs some milk."
I said that going down the first hill, yep. And I heard laughter just come from that front seat, and I'm just like, yes,
What you doing, Terry?
What you doing, Terry? Put it in reverse.
Yeah, man, that was a lot of fun, man. We got a lot of laughs out of that one.
That was fun.
I mean, at this point, the park was just about closed. Yeah. We were trying to figure out. We're going to try to ride the Diamondback next, and then
the wait time was like,
we were also going to ride ridiculous. The Mystic Timbers, but the Mystic Timbers, like, they don't have, like, bins where you put your stuff in.
So you'd have to get a whole fucking locker just to put shit in.
Which is ridiculous. So we went against that, didn't ride that. And then, like you said, the Diamondback had a long wait time. So we went against that, and after that we went to the Boo Blasters.
Yeah. And then, of course, I was trying to beat Grace again, and my laser didn't work.
Yeah, the laser didn't work after the ride was, like, almost over.
Yeah, which, mind you, it stopped, like, six times.
Yeah, in the process. And
I still couldn't get anything.
Yeah, because we had plans on going up and riding the Invertigo, because we still had, like, 20, 25 minutes left by the time we got on it. By the time we got off it, there was only, like, 5 minutes before the park closed, so we just left, and that was that. We went to stay at my aunt's house, and that was the end of that
trip. That was all she wrote.
And we came home, so.
Yep. It was pretty good. It definitely hurt my ribs.
It was a fun trip, and I think I'm already starting to think about Halloween.
Oh God,
for the Halloween haunt. So
I don't know what I should dress up as though this year. Then can I just go as myself and wear a T-shirt that says "This is stupid," and have a drop tower on it.
That would be ideal. Just have a picture of the drop tower on the back, and just in like the drop tower like font or whatever. This is stupid.
Or sell it as merchandise.
Yeah.
This is stupid. Blake Myers 2019.
Kings Island does. They are building a new ride up there as well.
I noticed that. It was over by the Windseeker when we were up there.
It was kind of where the Firehawk was, which was the ride that, since you had been there to this past Wednesday, from the last time you were there to this past Wednesday. In that time frame, they had built the Firehawk, and they had torn it down.
Yeah. I don't know why. Why'd they build it in the first place if they were just going to tear it right back down?
You know, I'm not really sure. I don't know if I may have
confirmed. Because I was, the last time I was there, when Son of Beast was there, when it first, like, the two, I think it was 2 years after it got built, and then the last time I was there, or after that, Wednesday was the last time I had been there, in like that long, and they tore it down in 2009.
The Sun and Beast closed because it, I mean it had its well known problems. It was well known for issues.
Which was
just like malfunctions, like people getting hurt, the like train like stopping and stuff. Oh yeah, there was
oh wow.
The Firehawk was a flying roller coaster. See, another thing that's interesting about these roller coasters, which I didn't really realize until here about like, probably a month ago, these amusement parks, they buy these roller coasters from other amusement parks and then they rebuild them back up.
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
Really?
But yeah, they get used again. Because the Firehawk, it originally opened up as X-Flight at Six Flags World of Adventure.
Okay.
In 2001. Cedar Fair purchased the World of Adventure in 2004 and began efforts to downsize the park. X-Flight relocated to Kings Island, where it reopened as the Firehawk on May 26, 2007.
As a side note, Dallas is already up after one quarter, 6-0, 2 field goals.
All right.
Because we fucking blow.
Firehawk then closed permanently on October 28, 2018, and was later demolished.
Also, it was demoed.
Yeah. Not sure what the reason was, but on August, although there was an incident, on August 8, 2009, an adult male passenger was rushed to a hospital after he was found with breathing problems following the ride. He later died the same evening. The Hamilton County Coroner's Office reported that a heart condition was likely the cause of death and ruled it natural.
The ride... Heart problems. They tell you not to go on rides if you have heart conditions.
The ride was reopened at 12:10 on August 9, 2009 after an inspection by the Ohio Department of Agriculture.
Department of Agriculture? Stick to your fucking farms.
They determined the ride was operating within manufacturer specifications, and the guy was probably stupid.
Well, yeah. I mean, that's what they... It's just like the same thing when you're a kid and your parents tell you to, like, take your toes and curl them inside your shoes so you get a little bit of more height so you can go on rides.
Yeah.
It's like that. Don't be stupid.
Which is something that we talked about when...
we were on the drop tower, right?
Yeah.
When we were talking about that. I'm like...
Yeah, because some little...
Kid came up there, and he was like a good, like, two inches short.
Oh, yeah.
And I'm like... Like, this is what happened. This is wrong. What's wrong with parents, like... Or this is how dumb parents are, some of them anyway. Tell your kids to curl their toes in their shoes so they can get on a ride that they're not tall enough for. Wait a couple fucking years. Or wait till they're tall enough to ride everything before you take them to an amusement park. Jesus.
The Sun of Beast, in its time, was the only wooden roller coaster to feature a vertical loop.
Was it Sun of Wooden? I thought it was metal. Mm-mm. I thought Sun of Beast was metal.
No, it was wooden. It was really? It held 7 world records at its introduction. The tallest wooden roller coaster, the longest wooden roller coaster drop, the fastest wooden roller coaster. From 2000 to 2006, it was the only looping roller coaster, and it was the longest looping roller coaster, and it was the most wooden coaster track at one park, and it was the first and only wooden hypercoaster in the world.
Hypercoaster?
Yeah. Hmm. On July 9th, 2006, a structure failure in the Rose Bowl section of the ride, which was where... It's just like big, giant, like, yeah, like you're constantly, like, turning. It created a bump in the track that caused the train to come to an abrupt stop. 27 injuries were reported in the accident, and rescue units were required to evacuate the riders.
Oh, shit.
Most of the injuries were the chest or neck. 17 people were released
from
the
hospital. Yeah, it's called whiplash.
Within 5 hours of the accident, and 2 were admitted. None of the injuries were life-threatening.
What the fuck? That's funny. Well, it's not funny, but it's just kind of... It's kind of interesting.
They wound up purchasing lighter carts from another roller coaster. Lighter trains, I should say.
Because I almost swore that Sun of Beast was metal whenever I was a kid. I thought it was.
Nope.
Because I went to get on it and I got off. I pulled a Grace and got on there about halfway and said, I don't want to ride it anymore.
On June 16, 2009, a woman claimed to have suffered a head injury from riding the Sun of Beast during her visit to the park on May 31, 2009. She did not report the incident to Kings Island officials prior to June 16th. She claimed to have suffered it from a burst blood vessel in her brain after riding the Sun of Beast. that required admission to an intensive care unit at a nearby hospital. The public relations manager for Kings Island said, "The first we heard of this was on June 16th. Her visit was May 31st, and there was no record of going to first aid for anything here at the park."
Hmm.
He also pointed out that there were no other reports of injuries on that ride that year, but the Sun and Beast was shut down as a precaution, however, during the investigation. And despite... and there were no irregularities found within the ride. A summary of the investigation was later released on July 29th. Despite the findings, the roller coaster remained closed and never reopened. So
after that incident, it just shut down permanently after that.
Yeah, essentially. And they didn't really find anything. So, I mean, this lady, she claims to have it. Not calling her a liar, but there's no evidence.
There's no evidence to prove either way. Was there a lawsuit or anything filed? So then what was the point of fucking saying anything that much longer after?
I don't even know, man. The Beast, by the way, it does... It's celebrating its, what, 40th?
40th anniversary. 40 years of terror. Ooh, yeah, from people trying to be fucking scared of falling off the motherfucker.
Yeah.
Because I swore to God we were going to die at, like, two different points.
And see, and there's been no incidents. Like, a lot of people think, including Grace, thought that there was... Like, somebody lost their head by standing.
There was one at Disney that happened.
Yeah.
Space Mountain it was.
Yeah, I just came across one at Disney. But the Beast does not have one. So. And of course, you know, you can't even, like, sit there and you think about incidents. The Ohio State Fair a couple years ago.
Oh, shit. I forgot about that.
Yeah, that was scary. Oh, you know what ride we forgot to mention? That we rode before the Adventure Express? The Delirium.
Oh, God. Yeah, that one surprised me a little
bit. Which, by the way, it does have some similarities to the Ohio State Fair ride, but...
Yeah.
But that ride,
though... Oh, good thing you didn't mention it before that, because I'd probably been like, oh, fuck you, I'm staying home.
It's going so slow, but you get on the thing, and it's like...
We were horizontal to the ground, like perpendicular, or no, it was horizontal, or like parallel to the ground at one point.
Oh, yeah.
Coming up off that swing, and... And both, like, you and I are like, oh, fuck.
Yeah. I was like, we picked the wrong end of this ride.
We got put on the wrong end of the fucking thing. Yeah. And I'm just like, oh, shit.
And before we got on, the guy was like, welcome to the Delirium. Enjoy the Delirium where you go upside down not once, not twice, not three times,
but zero times. You come close.
Yeah, you do. Yeah, you do come very close.
Oh, it was scary, dude. Like, I've never, like, it was all right because those ones I am okay with. But for that, for some reason, that one where it's spinning you, and then you're swinging and shit, is just like, oh my god, that's too much. Too much at one time.
Still my favorite.
The Banshee was probably my favorite one out of that whole ordeal. Was probably the best one. Because I was enjoying it thoroughly. But then I got close to the end and I almost threw up. So that's why it's my favorite. Because it almost made me puke. Which no ride has ever gotten to do, by the way.
I'll just say this. My favorite roller coaster, my favorite ride, still Kings Island, is still the Beast. It was my very first roller coaster, and it's still my favorite.
Mine's a tie between the Banshee and the Diamondback, to be honest, because the Diamondback I thoroughly enjoyed, just because you're fucking just the pure face of, like, fuck, like, this is bad, and then the Banshee where I almost threw up. So.
Yeah, it was pretty rough.
Oh, it was awesome.
But I'll tell you, I love roller coasters, man. I love it. Like...
And the poll, and the poll said,
we go back.
And the poll said, in favor of people liking roller coasters too, which was kind of surprising, to be honest, because there's a lot of people that don't. And it was like, what was it, like 87% of the poll was like, yeah, we thoroughly enjoy roller coasters and da da da. So I'm pulling it up right now because.
Yeah, we pretty much, if you go on our Facebook page, we've had a couple polls. One we forgot to mention last week was about the Disney Plus. It was kind of split for the most part about who was excited and who wasn't.
Yeah, a lot of people. Some people said no. Some people said they were. But
yeah,
I'm on board with it.
I'm excited, man. It's cheap. You get Disney movies, man. There's nothing better than Disney movies.
Are you a fan of roller coasters? If so, sound off in the comments of your favorite one. It was a 79% to 21% in favor of the roller coasters. We had 33 people vote. We had a couple comments on there too. Is it not showing the comments? Because I swear there were more than that.
Was there replies to one comment, maybe?
Mm-mm. It says one comment, and that's it.
We had less people deleted their comments, but...
a bunch of them said, like one guy said Avengers Express, The Beast.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
The Beast was on there twice.
Yeah, The Beast is a more popular one. It's like probably one of Kings Island's.
But that hurts so bad, dude.
One of their more big stamps.
Oh, they commented on mine. Okay, that's why.
Okay.
When I reshared it. Actually, no, I scratched that. One person said they didn't like roller coasters, but the favorite one was the Adventure Express. I think you're a fucking sadist.
Yeah, man. The
Adventure Express. You're a sadistic. You're a sadistic person. Yeah. Like, eat a dick. Like, no. Another person said the Beast, and then my mom's boyfriend commented on there. He liked the Raptor at Cedar Point.
The Raptor at Cedar Point.
The Raptor at Cedar Point.
It's now something else, though, I think.
Yeah, the Raptor at Cedar Point was good, but the bad part of that ride was it was like Son of Beast. It broke down all the time.
Yeah. I know it had its fair share, but and I think somebody actually, some guy got like severely hurt.
I like how we're all talking about like getting hurt on roller coasters now. Yeah. What is this, final destination? Like, what, 2?
Yeah, see, we should have gone to Cedar Point because they close at 12 a.m.
Yeah, Well,
according to this thing, it does. So.
Well, there we go. We can go there at the end of summer.
And
Grace is going to ride some big ones.
You're right here. On August 13th, 2015, a 45-year-old man was struck by a moving train after entering the ride's restricted area to retrieve a cell phone he lost while riding.
It's a point of restricted, dumbass.
He was pronounced dead on the scene shortly after paramedics' arrival. The ride was immediately closed for inspection and reopened the next day. Yes.
He's an idiot. That was his fault.
Yeah, that was his fault.
Granted, prayers to his family and shit like that for that, but he was the reason why. Like, that's why we have.
And I guess it's still called the Raptor.
But. It should be, yeah. This is why we can't have nice things. Because people ruin it.
Yeah, it was shortly after I went to King. Actually, no, it was a year before I went to Cedar Point for the first time. Because I went, I think, in 2016. 2017.
I haven't been there in a couple of years. I haven't been there in a while.
God, it's. And I remember hearing about that from somebody, like, just, like, overhearing conversation at the park. And I remember hearing that, and I'm just like. Like, what? Wait, what? I went home and I looked it up. Yeah.
Yep.
It's a legitimate thing. This guy.
Yep. The Raptors had so many problems. Like, it's gotten stuck at the top of the hills. It's gotten stuck in, like, before loops and shit. Like, it's bad.
On June 21st, 2015, shortly, that was like a couple months before this person
died,
a 37-year-old man's leg was gashed by the ride's loading platform gates. He was taken to a local hospital where his wound was sutured.
On the Raptor?
Yeah.
What?
Yeah. Now, my favorite ride at Cedar Point would have to be the Millennium Force.
Ooh.
Or the Dragster. Oh, man, I don't know.
The Dragster and the Millennium Force are kind of, like, right there.
Yeah, the Millennium Force, man. That...
I was telling you when we were going on the Banshee when we first got there, on Wednesday, that when you go on the Dragster, there's a thing called a rollback. Yeah. And whenever you get launched and you go up to the top and you don't crest the top of the ride, it comes back. And they call that a rollback. And that's like the big thing with that ride is to try and get a rollback so that you can get launched a second time. And yeah, see, I've never gotten one.
Yeah, see, I've never heard of anything like that, honestly.
Because you get to launch twice, not once. And it's better the second time.
Because you're like, oh yeah, oh yeah.
Because you know you're going to make it this time, and it's going to be extra fast, because they have to recalibrate it for a couple seconds to get it to launch you. And that's like one of those big, like, coveted moments for roller coaster riders.
Now, I know when we went to Cedar Point, when I went for the first time a couple years ago, the Top Thrill Dragster, it closed, I think, like, 2 or 3 times during that whole day.
Mm-hmm.
So,
because of the the piston system, the because it's based off of I think it's a pneumatic. It's not hydraulic. I think it's water because they have a bunch of water pipes underneath of it, and it's water pressure, and that's what launches it.
One of the new rides at Cedar Point that it was its first year was in 2016. That was when I went.
It was Valraven, isn't it?
Yes. And
I haven't been there since that thing opened.
It's a pretty cool ride because it's got like that 90-degree drop, and it just kind of stops right at right before you go in at first.
The drop.
Yeah. So
the Millennium Force will always be my favorite because it inverts on itself and then it spits you back out. That's my favorite.
Yeah, that one it's pretty fun.
Mm-hmm. And it's fast. And it's not scary.
And I heard that there was an incident with the Valraven, but I don't see that. I heard it was because it was closed. Hmm. I think for the season.
Really?
Yeah, actually right here, yeah. It was still closed. Sorry, my allergies are kind of getting to me now.
Your allergies in my throat.
Yeah, that's not a good combination for people to listen to.
I think we both have pussy-itis right now.
Yeah, bad case of pussy-itis. So, anyways, Cedar Point's Valraven is still shut down due to an accident. This was last month. What happened was... doesn't even tell.
Well, that's stupid.
Experienced a crash. Oh, the train on the Valraven coaster bumped a parked train in the loading station.
Yeah. Bumped.
All the riders were uninjured. Anyways.
So you bump another parked train and shut down.
Yeah.
I mean, they take it seriously, though.
Yeah, they do. And that's the thing about these amusement parks. Yeah, you get hurt, but you take a look at all these incidents. Like even Kings Island, like, when they suspected this lady, there was, like, no records of her, like, going to, like, the staff, and she reported it so late, they still closed that ride, and they never reopened it. Can't say if that was the reason why they never reopened it. But they closed Sunny Beach down because of that incident.
Yeah.
You know, I guess out of respect, in a way, so.
Well, I mean, it's not even respect, either. It's just the fact of, like...
Double-checking.
Well, double-checking it, and if you didn't find anything, and there was nothing wrong, why? Why close it?
I mean, I enjoyed the Sun of Beast. I was fortunate, I guess, to never have been a part of any of the incidents, but,
you know. Oh, it'd been fun, though. Who couldn't have... How many people can say that they got into, like... They bumped another car on a roller coaster?
I will say this. When we went to Kings Island earlier this year in May, with Rachel, Grace, and I, and the whole incident, that was nice.
Yeah, that was a good one.
That was a good one.
That was a good one.
We got off the Vortex, and Gracie's cousin and I, we were getting on the Windseeker. And as we were getting on, the Windseeker sits right across from the Vortex. And we're looking over there. The Vortex is stuck on a hill. It's stuck on the hill, like almost 3/4 of the way up. And we had literally just gone off this ride like 5 minutes
That's
ago.
That's funny.
So yeah, they had like, they were like wheeling water bottle, like things of water over, like cases of like Dasani water over to get to the people on board. I don't know whatever happened with all that, but yeah, they were stuck on that hill. They were up there trying to calm them down. Stuff. I don't know.
Could they not like get out of the ride?
No,
like they couldn't.
Nope.
They couldn't undo the belt, the seats or nothing.
No, because they were just sitting on the hill. Now, had it been like in one of the loops, yeah, they would have been emergency. But anyways, when we come back, we're gonna talk about the NFL season coming up, MLB sports and everything, all right after the break. And we are back for our final 30-minute segment of the Iden Myers download. It's been nice. It's been a very very fun episode, man. Getting to talk about our fun week we had at.
Kings Island.
Yeah.
Or day, fun day at Kings Island.
Fun day, yeah. So we pretty much like walked through our whole day, which is pretty remarkable. So
yeah, and it took an hour.
Yeah, cool. Yeah.
I'm uploading or I'm loading NFL Network to see what.
Yeah. So right now, the Saturday night preseason games are currently going on. Preseason is in full swing, and Antonio Brown is still a bitch.
I saw that. I won't play another game in the NFL if I don't get the helmet that I want.
He can't wear a 10-year-old helmet. Like, it's outdated, likely, You know, the NFL is looking after your safety. You make millions. Quit being a bitch.
Quit being a bitch.
So.
And change the color of your mustache, dude. Like, seriously, a blonde mustache.
Hulk Hogan would not be proud.
No, Hulk Hogan does not approve.
Yeah.
He literally looks like he ate too much vanilla ice cream.
But you know what I think it is? I don't think he wants to play for the Raiders anymore.
Already? He hasn't even played a snap with them yet.
I know. I'm just saying. I think... I mean, that's just what I think, I guess. So
he has yet to play a snap. He hasn't even caught a single pass from fucking Derek Carr yet.
San Francisco's up 7-6.
Oh, JT got signed with Kansas City's
blowing up Cincinnati 24-10.
Figures. But JT got signed with the Seahawks today.
Yeah, I seen that. Yeah. Yep.
Finally.
He probably won't see a snap, but...
He won't. You never know.
Yeah. And that's the thing, you never know.
Crazier shit's happened. I mean, the Giants picked a Duke quarterback.
Now, his first possession, though, he went like 5 for 5, and I guess it was pretty impressive.
Against the second
like NFL memes is a Facebook page that will hop all over this guy, but they were the page was actually impressed with his very first drive. So,
but it's one drive,
and it's preseason,
So he's probably playing a second string defense. Most of them are new guys.
Yes. Speaking of football season, we're getting ready for fantasy football.
Fantasy football. Ohio State football is literally 3 Saturdays away.
Yes.
3 Saturdays. Yes.
Oh, my God. I'm so fucking excited.
Oh, my God.
I should probably request that day off. Maybe Joe can get, we'll give it to
me. Oh,
you.
I'm not working that day. So I'm so glad.
But
it's going to probably be on Big Ten Network.
Now, next Saturday, next weekend, I will be going. You'll be taking the reins, I believe, for...
Podcast.
Because I'll be in Bristol for the NASCAR race.
Bristol.
I have no idea what kind of experiences I'll have. I know there will be alcohol involved.
Good figure.
So, you know.
I'll be here. I'll be at home.
So, you know.
Playing with my dick.
It'll be a lot of fun.
Go figure.
The Bristol race will be. I don't know about you playing with your dick.
Well, because you always know I will please myself.
Yes. He will find his way to do that. I want to take another moment here real quick, Blake, to thank Anchor for the sponsorship.
Yes.
Again. This is
even though we thank them all the time. And
yeah, man. Every day. They deserve it. And more importantly, I want to thank the listeners who tune in and episode out. Be sure, if you haven't already, go on our Facebook page, search the Iden Myers download.
Smash that like button.
Yeah, and eventually I'm going to put on I think I'm going to adjust our button on our page to where, like, when people click it, they can send us voice messages. Send us voice messages about
anything. Dumb shit.
Yeah, anything. And then, you know what? If we like it, we'll put it on the podcast and we'll talk about it. if you guys got questions for us, send them in. You know, you guys got questions on what we do, you know, anything, really. We'll, you know, if we feel like it's necessary, we'll answer it.
So we'll probably answer it even though it's not necessary.
Yeah, likely.
If it's talking about pink butt plugs.
Pink butt plugs, huh?
Butt plug.
All right, then.
Butt plug!
Also, baseball season's so close to wrapping up. Still got I think we only have a month and a half. Shut your mouth.
No more baseball.
A month and a half left before postseason begins. As a Yankees fan, I'm super excited.
Nah.
Just because I'm not really looking forward to the Bengals playing this year.
Me both.
I'm just like, man, I'm not really looking forward to the NFL this year.
Nah, not really. Not really. The NFL's kind of lame. I'm just waiting for college football to start.
College football. NASCAR's season, they're getting ready to begin their playoffs. Here in about like 3 weeks. They got like 13 more races left on the year. Here's an interesting story that I read. I think it was earlier today. Brian Cashman, the general manager for the Yankees, was mistaken for a thief and he was stopped at gunpoint by 7 different police officers in New York.
Who did?
The Yankees general manager. Yeah.
They were probably Boston fans.
Probably, but they apparently
mistook him.
Yeah, they had mistaken him for being a thief.
Oh,
On the run, so they pulled him over and held him.
Is this like a joke?
Is there a punchline to this joke, or are you being serious?
No, I'm being dead serious. It's right here on ESPN. Like, and I got the notification on my phone earlier today, yeah.
I thought this was like a funny joke. It's
real. I'm like, man, this is not cool. Like, all right.
This is not cool.
So, yeah. Anyways. Also, this week, DC Universe came out on the Nintendo Switch. I was super excited about it. I downloaded it on my Nintendo Switch and got to play some of it today. My lunch break at work, and it was amazing.
Yeah.
I personally love the idea of being able to play anywhere I want, as long as I got my phone near me and use hotspot on it, but because it is an online game. This upcoming week, Friday the 13th is coming out on Nintendo Switch with all the DLC included. So, I think Dylan at work's going to get it, and I'm going to get it. And when we go on our lunch breaks,
play against each other.
We're going to play on our Nintendo Switches and play against each other on Friday the 13th.
Play your Switch with them.
Yeah. Yeah, you're funny.
That was a good one.
So, but yeah, also, this upcoming week, Dora the Explorer, the new movie's coming out.
Oh, God.
Dora is a teenager. I heard him talking about it on the Ryan Seacrest's day talk show.
Oh, excuse me.
On the radio, and I don't know. I can't believe they turned Dora into live action, man.
Oof.
I can't believe that.
Mm-hmm.
Then I seen a comic store near us was selling a copy of a Jaws board game.
Oh, yeah, you tagged me in that.
You know, I did research on that thing. It looks fun as hell. Like, you're playing as these characters from Jaws trying to hunt down the shark.
Right.
I just think it's cool.
Nah.
Yeah, Blake's just like, whatever.
Nah.
I
was never a Jaws fan.
I'm trying to think of what else happened this week. We didn't get a chance to play softball this week.
Fucking
rain. We had some fucking downpours. Shortly after she canceled it, it was like starting to clear up, and then all of a sudden
it just opened itself up.
It opened
up.
It up again, and hail, winds, there's a branch laying out in our backyard, and it got knocked down.
Then I felt kind of like a dick for being an asshole.
Yeah.
But I was being an asshole. But,
You know.
Who knew that it was going to fucking piss the rain down at 8 o'clock at night? Yeah, who knew? Who knew?
Yeah.
Because, I mean, it wasn't on the radar or nothing.
That's the thing about the about the weather. Like, you just don't know. And we were anticipating on playing. Like,
holy shit.
What?
The Houston Astros just beat the Baltimore Orioles 23-2.
I think that just came through.
It just popped up on your phone.
Holy shit.
Yeah,
they did.
23-2.
God, what the hell?
Franchise route or record.
Oh, my God.
Damn.
So... When you allow a team to score 23 runs, do you just, like, quit? Like, do you just...
That's like softball scores.
Yeah, that's pretty rough, man.
Wow. Did the Baltimore Orioles be sure to pack a bunch of analies for that one?
The Orioles are a very, very terrible team this year.
Kind of like the Yankees.
Hey, now.
Hey, now. I don't like Boston or the Yankees, so I don't care.
Houston scored 3 runs in the first... 5 in the second, 1 in the third, none in the fourth, 4 in the fifth, 1 in the sixth, 6 runs in the seventh, 0 in the eighth, and 3 in the ninth.
Jesus.
23 runs, 25 hits, and 1 error.
One error.
Yeah.
And only allowed 2 runs.
Yeah.
Damn.
They allowed 2 runs and 6 hits by the Orioles. Like, my God.
What?
Let's see. They had 1, 2, 3, 6. They had 6 home runs in this game.
Yeah. Jesus.
Alvarez had 3 home runs in one game.
Jesus.
He had a grand slam, and one of them was a grand slam.
Nice.
There you go. That's how you get it done.
That's some sad stuff, man.
It's sad. That's sad.
The Orioles, they went through 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 pitchers.
Damn. And still couldn't get it.
Yeah. That's, whew. That's some rough stuff, man. That's like video game scores right there.
Right? Right. That's not wrong. 23-2
That's like, oh my god. Oh my god, man. That's just, that still just blows my mind. I don't know how you,
how do you let that many hits, like, how do you let that happen?
Oh god. And oh yeah, by the way, this was a rookie, Yordan Alvarez, who had 3 home runs.
Jesus. That's ridiculous. That's ridiculous.
Ooh, Baltimore has allowed a major league leading 240 home runs.
Damn.
And they've lost 5 straight games right now.
Damn. Yep, it's because Justin Verlander said the baseballs are getting stupid. They're squishy.
He always says something stupid to say.
Because when he loses, he has everything to say.
Baltimore is right now 38-78.
Wow.
They've only won 32% of their games.
Wow, that's kind of like the Lakers last year. Part of Phase 5 for Marvel apparently got leaked.
No kidding.
At the end of Marvel are the early stages of Fantastic Four and Blade, with X-Men speculated to be introduced to the MCU. With a crack shot of hitting their mark, is predicting release dates for the few MCU movies. let's see. Some dates on to expect the likes of Black Panther and the Guardians of the Galaxy. Shang-Chi. Well, that was already announced in Phase 4.
Shang-Chi.
Black Panther 2 will hit theaters on February 18th of 2022. Not only that, but the account also mentioned that we can expect Guardians of the Galaxy Volume 3 to come out May 6th of 2022. Damn. I have to wait almost two fucking years for Guardians 3.
So, here's something else we didn't talk about. Hey, it'll be all right. You're okay.
I want to see Groot again.
I am Groot. I will forever be Groot.
I am Groot. I'm Groot. I am Steve Rogers.
Have you ever seen shit. Oh man, the new Wreck-It Ralph movie.
Mm-mm.
All right, I listen. I got a good chuckle out of this part on there. I was watching with Grace one day. They go into this internet hub or whatever. And
oh god, don't go to my Star internet Wars. Hub.
No. There's Star Wars. Like they're like this area of Disney, and they run into like stormtroopers and whatnot, and then there's like a press conference where Groot is sitting there holding a press conference with people. And they're like, it'd just be better if I just show you the I'll look up the video and show you.
Oh god.
But another thing we didn't talk about though is the flop of Star Wars Land.
Oh yeah, that's right. Edge. That it might bring down Disneyland.
Yeah, well, right now, this was 2 days ago on Fox Business .com. Disneyland Star Wars flops. Now employees getting hours cut, according to a source.
Jesus.
Yeah.
And it's Star Wars.
Yeah, man. Like employees are now working under 40 hours per week. They're being cut to low as they're being cut by 5 or even 10 hours.
Damn.
Yeah.
That's ridiculous.
A worker can earn around $15 per hour. The work reduced work means a paycheck before taxes could fall between $600 to $450.
God, I wish I could make $600 every paycheck. Shit.
I feel the problem is Star Wars took too long to build, so they rushed the opening with only one cool feature. The only other big ride isn't even scheduled to open until the end of the year, the source elaborated. Disney's blog announced that the second major Galaxy's Edge feature, Star Wars Rise of the Resistance, won't open until early 2020. So, it sounds like maybe they may have rushed it a little bit. Like that probably wasn't a very good idea.
Well, because they just bought it, and now they're pulling the trigger on a bunch of dumb shit.
Yeah, and see, the thing is like, it might pick up maybe as more like news like gets built up, because you gotta be excited about Star Wars, and I don't think right now there's not been a whole lot leaked about the new film, so maybe that has something to do with it. I don't know.
Who knows? I don't know. I think they pulled the gun on it a little too much. I just think they should have waited until Rise of Skywalker dropped before they let it come out.
They got a lot of cool stuff down there. Like, you build your own lightsaber. You can buy, like, an R2-D2. Like, actual, like, life-size thing for, like, $200.
I kind of want to buy my own. I kind of want to build my own lightsaber now. I think
it's, like, $500. It costs $200 to build your own lightsaber.
Does it come with a fucking vagina that you can, like...
I have no idea.
It come with a shot of whiskey, too? Like, shit, you're fucking... Like, fucking me.
I have no idea.
With my pants on. Jesus. It's like Harry Potter, like, the world of Harry Potter. Mm-hmm. Fucking, to get a wand, it's like $150. It's a fucking piece of wood.
Yeah, that's expensive, man. Like, oh my god. But, it's... So, wait times this summer for the new Millennium Falcon Smuggler's Run ride was expected to be over 2 hours long all summer, but in reality, the lines have been averaging half that or less.
Really?
So, it's...
Do you see a downfall in parks, like amusement parks and shit? Is this like a trend?
No, but they think about this. Think about it this way. They opened this part of the park in August. Kids are getting ready to go back to school. Most people's family vacations are done. Why the hell would
why wouldn't you wait until the following?
How could you not expect this?
Right?
It's like
a bunch of monkeys with fucking banging on computer, like, keyboards and shit.
It's ridiculous. Alright, so here is a scene.
Oh god.
From this Wreck-It Ralph. By the way, we own no
copyrights to this. So, this is ours. But I'm just wanting to. I just want to see this.
This is great. I think we got an advertisement here first.
Go figure. Advertisements.
Advertisements have ruined YouTube, in my opinion, man.
Yes. But it makes people money, so
it does. It does.
Can't really do a whole lot about it, but YouTube TV.
Yeah, YouTube TV is a new thing.
Whatever.
Speaking of this past week, Chase Elliott won last weekend.
Oh,
I was pretty excited about
it. Wednesday, or was it Wednesday or Tuesday?
What?
It's Tuesday.
He won Sunday.
Oh, did he win Sunday? Because I thought we talked about it on Wednesday.
Yeah, we did.
But he played on Wednesday.
Yeah, because I had my little Chase Elliott pop figure in the car, and you're like, oh, well, I seen
it. I like how people can Snapchat you, but they can't text you back. When it's a lot more complicated to fucking...
I don't like when people leave me on red. But
that makes me so mad.
But I do that because I forget, so
that makes me so mad.
I really can't complain.
That irritates the fuck out of me right now, bro.
Meanwhile...
Yeah, see, this is the shit. And then I get this shit. Like...
Whatever.
What do I gotta do? Send a fucking...
Whatevs.
What do I gotta send back? Like, fucking... A picture of my butt? Or, like, I don't know.
Take a picture of just, like, your... take a picture of Maya's butt. Just send it.
or I can just be... Nah, I can't be a dick.
You might as well just take a picture of your butt.
I don't know if it's gotten that... I don't know if it's on that level yet, but who knows?
Same difference.
Who knows? I mean, shit... I mean, I don't know if I don't know if I want to talk about this.
I gotcha.
But, yeah.
After this, we're going to be jumping back into Gloomhaven for, like, the first time in, like, weeks, I guess.
Right.
Still waiting for this video to load. Maybe I'll have to show you after we get done recording.
I might have to.
So now, this upcoming week, Blake, you got anything, you got anything... Big cleanup for this week?
No.
No?
Nope. Oh, I'm quitting my job tomorrow.
All right. That's all right. So we won't hear no more stories about traffic and stuff.
Yep, because fuck them.
Yep.
Fuck them. I hope they hear that. Because y'all are fucking dumb and don't know how to keep your own fucking people safe. And you're a safety company. Fuck. I hope they fucking hear that.
I think they might join Casey Anthony and her.
Clearly.
And her.
No, they must have fucking, like...
Her daycare center.
They must have fucking some... Like, Casey Anthony's lawyer is their fucking, like, advisor or something. Yeah, you can get away with that. I got my client away with murder.
It's easy. It's 1, 2, 3.
Yeah. It's just like I got... Or OJ's fucking lawyer.
The glove didn't fit.
Like, and that's the thing. Like, a safety company should know... this is what blows my mind. Is like, they bitch and bitch and bitch and bitch and bitch about, oh, you need to keep these people safe, but yet they don't do anything to keep you safe. Like, you feel me? Like, they'll keep you out there for 16 hours straight, and when you don't have the equipment to work at night, because you're not supposed to be working at night, because you're only supposed to be there during the day, and they're like, middle finger to you. Like, come on.
Yeah,
it's stupid. So, and then on top of that, your boss fucking blocks your damn number so you can't message her and says, hey, call this number, and it's the fucking dispatch number.
When you're complaining of, like, actual, like, legitimate reasons.
Yeah, right? So, whenever I see her, I'm going to drop my keys in front of her and say, fuck you, I'm done.
There you go.
Because I was almost half tempted to take it to her fucking house.
Hey, record it so that way we can play it next week on the podcast. Well, I guess I won't be here. So.
Oh, if I have a meeting with her, or like I turn my keys in, and she tries to get me to come to the office to talk to her, I'm fucking recording it, because I'm not going to sit there and be told that I said something when I didn't.
Yep. Okay, that's fair.
And I told her, I said, I'm recording this for personal reasons, so that you can't come back and say I said something, or you can't tell somebody that I said something when I never did. So
I've been in those situations, but...
Oh, actually, I'll voice record it in my pocket. Now she texts me back.
I worked in a nursing home where they actually had the union, like, backed up the nursing aides.
I wish we had union.
It makes a difference, but then again, it was kind of worthless up there because I just felt like, I don't know, I just,
it's... Because the union's supposed to get you what you're supposed to, you deserve.
Yeah, the union up there is just like... It was like pulling teeth. Oh my god! It created more problems because the nurses weren't on union, but the nursing aides were, and there was a lot of conflict between nurses and nursing aides.
Yeah,
over that stuff. It was bullshit.
Right.
So,
I don't know.
You know, in 2 weeks I want to try to have another guest on. I think I'm gonna try to maybe get Rachel, see if she wants to join us for an episode.
Man, she doesn't even talk to me, so I don't see how she's going to get to talk in general.
We'll get her, or maybe I'll get, maybe Christian.
We should totally get Chris.
Yeah, he's, I know he's been wanting to.
You got to tell him to don't be over the top, just be normal. Be normal.
Be yourself, man.
And watch, he's going to be like, hey, guys. Like a fucking creeper at Walmart.
That's a lot of fun.
Oh, no, literally, I'm not even kidding you. Christian reminds me of a greeter at Walmart.
In the town of Kickapoo.
Yeah. In the town called Kickapoo. He slices his fucking cockles with his long and shiny blade. He fucked the dragon, fucking Lizzie, fuck a Lou. And if you try to fuck with me, I'll fuck you too.
He looks like he was picked out of the ass of
Jack Black.
Jack Black.
It's pretty fucking, it's funny. I think it's funnier than fuck.
Good stuff. Good stuff.
I think it's great.
I think that'll about wrap it up for this week's episode. We'll come back and close it up here in a minute, but
yeah.
I'm going to be going to Bristol next week, so I'm excited for that. So.
Right.
But
it's going to be a very boring week this week. I can already feel it. I can make comments of how my resignation went. And then the quest for job quest 4.0.
I will look forward to this. I will look forward to this. Remind me to give the mic to you.
Yes, because this is going to be entertaining.
Before you get back home.
I didn't even use the mic last time.
You didn't?
Mm-hmm. Oh. I used my phone.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Well, because my headphone jack's fucked up for some reason.
Oh, yeah.
So I couldn't use it. And then I was like, eh.
All right.
Maybe all right.
All right, well, when we come back, we're going to wrap up episode 8. This is stupid.
This is stupid.
Right here on the Iden Myers Download. We'll be right back. Well, overall, this episode wasn't that stupid, I guess. But no. It was a lot of fun to sit here and talk about our day at King's Island.
The drop tower still is stupid.
Yeah.
It's still stupid.
Yeah. But I want to try to get you back on if we go back in October. I think there's a good chance we're going to go back in October. And I think there's a good chance we're going to ride it again.
And I'm probably going to...
Because I'll ride the Diamondback again.
I guess. As much as I hate the drop tower. Oh, no. I mean, well, still. I still sucked it up and went.
No, we won't have to ride the Windseeker, so... I mean, I'll gladly
skip. Oh, thank God. I don't want to ride that motherfucker. That thing scared me more than the damn drop tower.
So... Thanks again for everybody that tuned in to listen to us. Shoot the shit about really nothing.
Pretty much.
It was
just listen to us ramble.
Yeah, this was a good. I think it was. Oh, I feel like it was a good topic.
No, oh, yeah.
I was really gonna. I planned on elaborating more on Chase Elliott winning because it was really awesome to see him win last week. I had a
because wasn't he on the pole?
Yeah, he led.
And
like,
he won it.
He led like 70 of like 90 laps in that race. So.
And he won it.
Yeah, and he won. He was just fucking awesome that last week. So hopefully he wins next week.
He was literally firing on all cylinders.
Yes, he was.
That was a good one.
That was a very good one.
That was a very good one.
Hopefully he wins next weekend when I'm at Bristol. So again, next week, Blake will be at the reins of the podcast for the second time by himself. He did pretty good the first time, so I look forward to hearing
it. It'll be better the second time.
I've
the second coming's always better. Always the best.
Yes. I look forward to hearing your story about your upcoming trials and tribulations over the next 24 hours, 48
hours. 48
hours.
Because I guarantee you this week I'm going to get called in at some point and I'm going to get phone calls out the ass.
Yeah.
I can already feel it coming.
Well, I look forward to seeing how you go out of your job. If you go out with a bang or what your plans are.
Well, I mean, they kind of, like, I've had people say, you know, just stick fish underneath the front of the seats and then lock the truck with the door with the keys in it and then let it sit in the sun. Ooh. Or stick shrimp in the fucking, or crawfish into the vents. And then glitter in there. Yeah, I've been told a lot of things.
Oh, no.
I think I'm just going to walk in there, drop the keys on her desk, and be like, I'm out.
You want to know something funny? This week we're going to Bristol with Eric.
Geneva, oh God!
Eric and Jeremy, we're all going.
Oh God!
And yeah, Eric and his alcohol tolerance.
His alcohol pukes.
Yes. Oh.
Yeah. Oh my God! So, I can just smell it just thinking about it.
That's another story for another time. But
oh my God! No, I thought we talked about it already.
Oh yeah, I think we have.
We did talk about it. Yeah. And the fact that his bile is like the worst smelling thing that this world has ever created.
God, it just gives me goosebumps because it's so disgusting.
Oh my God, we all almost threw up that night. It was so bad.
I can handle vomit pretty well, but
I mean, I can't handle vomit very well, but that was that was rough.
Indeed, it was.
That was rough.
All right, guys. Well, we thank you so much for tuning into this week's episode of the Iden Myers Download. We want to continue to remind you that you can follow us on social media,
yes,
on Facebook at the Iden Myers Download. We got polls posting up there. We got funny stories, good pictures, news about stuff we talk about, constantly being put up there. So be sure to check us out there and also on Twitter, but we don't really check it a whole lot like we should. So.
And just remember, it's Tylenol for chest pains, Midol for cramps. The words, the little letters make words. Multiple words make a sentence. And you read left to right. Tommy Boy.
Okay.
Tommy Boy. And it's Herbie Hancock, not John Hancock.
I'm a big man and a
fat guy in a little coat.
I look like Chris.
You want me,
man.
You want me for pillow? You want me for pillow? You want me jerk you off?
$5? Sucky, sucky, $5.
Sucky, sucky, $5. Long time. I love you. Long time.
$5 foot long. You got Jared in trouble.
No. Yeah, yo.
Hey, yo.
That was a good one.
And we're going to close on that note, guys. Thank you guys so much for tuning in. And we, Blake, we'll see you next week. I'll see you in 2 weeks. Until then, take care.
See you guys.